doesn't, at least the first part. We'll see how far we get. First part is just trying to understand exactly the function of tshuva, the function of vidui in the context of tshuva. Sounds familiar, we spoke about this once, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
that I remember.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So let's just do it again.
For sure, we'll remember anything else.
Okay. So the first step is to, if you're writing Hilchos Teshuva, look at Halacha Aleph and Perek Aleph, look at Halacha Aleph and Perek Beis, and tell me which Perek you would have put first. Right, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he tells me that whatever time mitzvah is, what's Tshuva Gemura? He has an opportunity to do the Veira and he doesn't do it again. So I want to suggest that I would have suggested putting Perek Beis first. Tell me what tshuva is. And even the order of tshuva gemur and then regular tshuva is like funny. Right? Tell me what tshuva is. And then you'll tell me, by the way, when you do tshuva, you know, there's a chiyuv to say vidui. That would be the logical order to put it. No, it seems to me to be a more logical order. The fact that the Rambam put them in the Perek Aleph first tells me that there's a whole other function over here about vidui, which is, as it were, not it's independent almost of tshuva. Okay, so if we look at the first parak, you'll see a fascinating thing. So he says, you have to say vidui. Then he says, v'chein balei chatos ha'shomes beishon v'in karmanesem ha'shigosem ha'yuzdonem. So bring karbonis needs vidui. So they don't get kapar without the vidui, the tshuva and the vidui. Okay, mechiyav b'misas bezdin, chavim alkas, they miskaper lehem b'misosin, or b'likiyosin, at shiyasa tshuva yisvadu. They only get a kapar with tshuva and vidui. Chavim chavir, masak l'moyna, b'shishim lo'y mashu chayv lo'y, and miskaper lo'y, shiyasvadu v'yoshuv, yisvadu v'yoshuv, and lasas k'zeh lo'ylam. Okay, so it's a lech l'fishi chapar al kol Yisrael. Kargalim is out of love. Al loshen kol Yisrael. Right. Gimel. Bezman es Hashem es imigdash kaim. Ein lonu mizbech chapar. Ein shom el tshuva. Like you went through, you know, in Lachabez, the Gemara at the end of Yuma, certain things get a kapara with tshuva alone. Certain things get a kapara with tshuva and Yom Kippur. Certain things get a kapara with tshuva and Yom Kippur. And etc. So the... So nowadays we don't get all of that. Then in the halachah, even the tshuva is mechaper, it's all the kol, but after the tshuva is mechaper, there's certain things which are miskap al shaito and mishrish and miskap al achra zman, etc. So what it seems to me that the ikar nekuda of the first parak is kapara. And it goes through various different scenarios of how kapara is achieved. Sorry, mishaleich is a form of kapara. Yom Kippur is a form of a kapara. Tshuva is a form of a kapara. Bring karbonis is a form of a kapara. Bring getting mitzvah bezdin is a form of a kapara. In that context, vidui plays a role, a very seminal role in the kapara process. Now, vidui also plays a role in the tshuva process. The fact that the Rambam looked at the mitzvah say, where the Rambam builds it in the beginning of Halacha Aleph, is the mitzvah says once you've done tshuva, it's to say vidui. That's how you present it in the comments of the Torah. Kishayasa tshuva b'yashem michetu yichayv lizvadu zivnei akel baruchu means a pasuk vidui zeh mitzvah say. So when you've done tshuva, you have a chiyuv to be mizvadu. That's what Rambam says in the nusach of the Rambam itself. In the introduction to the lachas, which is also from the language of the Rambam, it says, "Ayachash hu shiyosha b'chayt mechetu lifnei Hashem v'yizvadu." There he seems to say the mitzvah is the tshuva as well, but the language of the actual halachas, he describes the tshuva process is really a step before the vidui. The vidui is once you've done tshuva, you have a chiyuv to say vidui. Aleph. Okay. Beis. Looking at the parak beis. So the Rambam says what tshuva gemara is. Halacha beis says what is tshuva. So when we talk about tshuva, the Rambam says three or four parts of tshuva. He has to be eyes of the chet to be garment the point that he's not going to do it again. He has to regret that he did it. He regrets it. And the chiyavido is to express these thoughts. So there's zivas achet, there's charata, there's this, the roshim is being made about you, whatever that madrega is exactly, and there's vidui. Gimel, kol mitzvada b'dvar mo l'gemar b'libo lazev erez et doimer l'tevel b'sheretz b'yodoy. Shere tefilim elis lo yashe yashich ha-sheretz. Person of mitzvada, without being gomer lazoiv, it's zomer to tovel b'sheretz b'yodoy. V'chein hu aimer u'moidav oizev yerucham. Only moidav oizev is yerucham, but moidav without being oizev is not yerucham. But the Rambam has a very interesting way of presenting this. If I would have asked you, how would you be magdir vidui without a zivus achet? Rambam says it's a mikvah, which doesn't work because you're tevel to shevetz b'yodoy. I would have said it's not tevel to shevetz b'yodoy; it's nishke tefila. Tefila has the mikvah has a kayak of tahara. There's a problem that you're also bringing the tumah with you, but you're in a mikvah, which has a kayak of tahara. Right? The Rambam comes along and says that you're being misvada without being oizev is equivalent to going to mikvah with the sheretz. I mean, one of the things we say vidui for is vidui pet, right? What is vidui pet? Vidui saying it, not really meaning it. That's not called a mikvah, that's called an aveira. You have to say vidui on it. Right? Yeah. In the Mishnah of Rabbanan Cutler said is that if you think about it, you walk into the presence of the king, you come into the king's court, and you've done something wrong to the king, you come there and you say, you know, to the king, I'm sorry, you don't really mean it. And the king realizes that what you really done is mivaza the king. Right? So you would be considered a murderer malchus at that moment. Right? You're coming in front of all of the king and all of his ministers, saying, you know, and dear king, I went out there and I did everything against you, and you know, I really feel bad about it. You just mivaza the king in front of all of his ministers. You said, you know, I did all these things in front of all the ministers. Now everybody knows what you've done. You mean you couldn't care less about the king, and you said you don't mean it. So you deserve to have your head chopped off on the spot. So that's really what vidui pet is. That's what Rabbi Cutler understands vidui pet. Sorry about that. Right? And the Rambam says it's a mikvah, it's a tara, it's a hell, but you all have them sheretz. You know, really? If you understand that vidui is kapara. Right, so then the mashal to the mikvah makes a lot of sense. Vidui as being an integral part of tshuva is one issue. There's also the concept of vidui being part of the kapora process. So that's the mikvah. The mikvah is matara you. So a person in mitzvada, even though he didn't do a full tshuva, so there's a vidui. But there's a problem. Right? Your tevel sheretz b'yodoy. So just, you have to imagine what that means. Now, the Ben Yonah, when he brings down this pasuk, the words of Yerucham, he brings the same pasuk. The Ben Yonah, the Rambam has like four halakim to tshuva. He has the zivus achetz, he has charata, he has this third thing about the brush which we made about you, and he has vidui. The Ben Yonah only has three. He says the Ben Yonah has 20 great tshuva, but he says the primary ones are three. there's Karotas, he was the Chetan Vidur. He said, it's all Nichol, and it's Pasuk, and Moedah Boaz of Yerucham. Because any person who's Moedah means he's Mizcharet. So in Moedah, you have he's Mizcharet, and he's been Mizvada. And you also have Oizev. You're both points in the same Pasuk, Moedah Boaz of Yerucham. Right? There's a lot of people out there in the world who really feel bad about the things that they're wrong. I really wish I used my time more wisely. I mean, come on. There's people every single night tell me, I waste my time today. I wish I learned more today. He still doesn't learn more the next day. Whatever the reason is, right? The famous line that they attribute to Einstein, which supposedly Einstein didn't say, whatever. Insanity is doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result. I mean, that's 99% of the society. I want to lose weight, right? But I end up keep eating every single time anyway. I do want to lose weight. And after I go to the party, I come back and I eat, I told them I'm not eating the piece of cake. I eat the piece of cake. And a second and a third, right? So I wish I hadn't done that. Right? He's mitzvah. Just, he wasn't Isaac. So the Vidui is not the pshat, the guy just, walks into the Chatzar Melech. He goes, ha, 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 I did something wrong with the guy. I feel so bad. That's not what we're saying. He's being murdered because he really feels bad about it. But he's just not getting his act together to change. So the charata, which is expressed in the Vidui, the way Rabbi Erna says it, is a tremendously powerful thing. There's an element of kapara in it. The act of... what does regret do? Like the Sushram says in Perek Dalet, he says that the chesed of tshuva is the version of... deals with the act of being mischaret on the maisa as if the maisa didn't exist. Mitzvah right? Bereshalim, a way I would say it like this, I'm getting a little philosophical over here, but that's okay. There's a fascinating discussion which really deserves much more to talk about. Chavos Lavavos has very strong that the maisim belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Intent belongs to man. Reuven decides he wants to kill Shimon. The way the Chavos Lavavos constructs is the following. He says, Reuven is out to kill Shimon, and Levi is out to kill Yehuda. And they're both, they're working together, and they both see their targets, and Reuven shoots and kills Shimon. And Levi shoots and doesn't kill Yehuda. Yehuda moved last moment, whatever, right? He was wearing some type of protective, whatever it was. They both go to the exact same Gehenna. They're both murderers. They've had the Rosh Hashanah decided that Shimon is going to die and Yehuda's going to live. That's Rosh Hashanah's business. He's not any less of a murderer because of the fact he didn't kill him. Bezin Shamata can't punish. Bezin Shamata has to punish. There has to be a result for Bezin Shamata. Bezin Shamata can't deal with intent because then you're thought police and you can't deal with that. Right? But Shamala, the Russian's decision who's going to live and who's going to die is not up to the human beings. That's up to the right rabbi. Right? So that you get your schar and your einish for Ratzin. So if the whole yusayid of schar and einish is totally in Ratzin, when my Ratzin is different, I'm already taking away the chet. I'm definitely impacting it. So the person is a mischaret. He's saying I don't want that. He's taking away his rutzin for that action. So I don't want to be the person who overeats every single time. I really don't want to be that person. I happen to be that person, but I don't want to be that person. So he's, in a certain sense, he's taking away, because if the whole place where everything is taking place in Shemayim is in the world of Ratzin, that's the most eager part of the person. So Charata plays a tremendously powerful role in Akiras Achet. So Akiras Ratzin is Akiras Achet, the Mesil Sharma says. That's the Chiddush of Tshuva. So what's that in the Rambam then? The Rambam says... Now the secures a rotzen, the secures a rotzen. Right? You talk and really feel bad about it, which in a certain sense, whatever you've done, you're distancing yourself from. But if there are habits and there are connections which are tying you back to it still, you haven't really let go. So you're tevil with sheretz biyada. See, that's like you're not a tevil. Of course you're a tevil. You're doing the process of tahara. The start of the process of tahara is the vidui. After you've done a true tshuva, a person can then express, take it, you know, as it were, take that to the point that he feels he can express it, which means it's real. I think I told you once in the Alta tells the Rav in the Shir Das. He says, the whole concept of kinyanim. There's a funny gemara. The Morris says that there's certain things which are nikna, sharp sikta are nikna b'amira. There's nikna b'amira. You don't need to do a kinyan. Is what is that telling me? That's telling me that b'atzim, the karech of transferring ownership is does not need a ma'isa. I want it to be yours. I say it's yours. It's yours now. I own it. I said it's yours. But we don't believe that you really mean it unless you're willing to in some way concretize it into an action. Express it. There are certain times which is so we're so convinced you mean it, so that's automatic. So the process of moving from thought into deeper and into Maisa is the side of the is indicate a level of commitment, true commitment. So he says the more talks about a case of Kedushin, where the man uses a ambiguous language. So Rishon said, what was the case? More in the conclusion above. What was the case? You have to evade him. Evade him didn't know what you meant, so you don't evade him. So, Terence, you clearly indicated to the Adam and to the woman that what you mean. So why shouldn't it work? What's all Sabbath of Gomorrah? He says, but Haloi Dabrahu. The man walks over to the woman, you know, okay, besides the yeshiva guy who wants to be, show that he's so knowledgeable about, you know, strange words in Tanakh, right? Right? He walked over to a woman, it's one of the most important moments of his life, he's marrying a woman, he says, you know what? Hare at Harufasi. What's wrong with saying Hare? Because that's just the name of the Basha. Like, what's that is? Like, what's going on over here? Like, you had to come up with, like, this strange language? Do you mean that she should become now your servant? Or do you mean that, you know, you're marrying her? That indicates that you're not totally committed. To be totally committed, you would have a clear lashon. So the act of expressing something b'peh is an indicative of a level of commitment. That's the point of vidui. So a true commitment obviously comes from charata. If it didn't bother you, there's nothing to talk about. But if you haven't found a way to concretize it to the point where you're going to really change, I think I told you I once went to an AA meeting. I told you that.
No, I know you haven't.
What?
I know I haven't heard that.
Me neither.
You have never brought up AA.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh.
So I had
12-step program.
So I had a relative who was going to meetings, and the therapist we were working with felt that having family support would be beneficial. So my wife and I went to a meeting. This is in Cleveland still. It was in a halacha gisha, but you know, it was a church, whatever. You know?
I knew you were going there.
What?
I knew you were going there.
Anyway, but okay, I'm like, you know, so. Got a psak that was okay. It was in a great neighborhood. You guys don't know Cleveland, but I'm telling you, it was in a great. It was like, you know, Cleveland equivalent to basically of Harlem.
Like it was, oh, that's what she meant.
Yeah. And the speaker was this fellow who was this. Each meeting, apparently, they have, you know, they have the Serenity Prayer, and they have like they have a speaker, a fellow who's been sober. So the fellow is describing his process of sobriety, like how he was drinking and what it did to his life. You know, he lost his wife, he lost his kids, he almost killed himself, he lost his property, he lost his car, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And then, so finally, he became sober. He was describing, like, each time, like, you know, how he promised himself he's never going to do this again. And he would do it again. You know? So there's one line where my wife and I once in a while we can remember this, you know, this is myself over 30 years ago. My wife was really not excited about this meeting. So he was describing, like, you know, when he would take the bag of the bottles out to the corner, to the curb, you know, and it'd make this real loud noise of all the bottles banging at each other, the clinking, you know. He says, "You stop clinking in there." Just like, it's like, it's embarrassed that the whole community should know that here he was. He went into this drinking binge again. And I, you know, he wanted to be this upstanding member of society that was controlled himself, but he couldn't do it. It's not that he didn't want it. Of course he wanted it. He wants to live like this. He says, what's they say the point is when you hit rock bottom, you change. When the status quo becomes so uncomfortable that it's impossible to say the status quo, then you actually change. Till you don't change. Right? So Charata is not the there's a famous saying in English, you know, the road to you know where is paved with good intentions, right? It's not, they're not bad people. They want to do good things, but they end up not doing good things, you know. So Charata is a tremendously powerful thing when it's in conjunction with tshuva. Then you can really express how bad you feel about doing it. You know, I don't need to express what my plans are. I mean, the Rambam says you have to say that also, right? But the Iker Nekuda, yes, if you have a good plan, then your Charata is a tremendously cleansing process. Because that's how you're removing it from your being. The charata is a true charata when you have a plan. But even without the plan, it's not. That's why the Mabit says the chol tshuva tips a kapora. But the feed the argument of the tshuva, that's how much the kapora will be. What does that mean? When he says vayter, he says by dal minim, you only have 3 minim segornished. He says by tshuva, if you have charata without a zivus achet, without charata, it's something. Right, I'm motivated for whatever reason. It's all lishma. I'm motivated to change. Should I make a plan and I stick to it, etc. No charata. It's also a form of tshuva. It's not a full tshuva. I have charata without a zivus achet. Also tshuva, not a full tshuva. So everything gets some credit. So I think that's in the kudah of when the Rambam says that the mitzvah of the Torah of vidui. Was the mitzvah of the Torah, which explains right away in Perek Aleph, that's the standard way he does that, is the kapara element of vidur. After you finish the tshuva process and you truly regret, you get to the point that you're willing to express it honestly. That's a cleansing process. That's a kapara. So, well, you know, something you did with the korban, you did with Mrs. Bezdin, you did it with the Sar Mishaleach. Nowadays, all we got is that's all we have. That's the chiddush of tshuva that the Rambam is seeing in the Torah is not the actual tshuva as much as the Rosham gave a vehicle how to remove it from your being. That you should correct yourself? Of course you should correct yourself. Right? So I think I put in, last time we did this, we also got involved in different languages of vidui. I'm not going to do that this time. If you turn to the Meshach Chochma, that's like, what page is that? Whatever page it is. Right? So the Meir Simcha, the next week's parsha says, I left out that there was like the one line on the page before. I couldn't bring myself to copy a whole page. It was one line. Okay. So what's the chiddush of tshuva? Like, what's the whole concept of the tshuva? Like, why shouldn't tshuva work? You say, tshuva's a chiddush. Like, why shouldn't it work? I mean, it's part of... And he's putting the same tshuva, kifim ma'asha mora shmoa, the way you understand tshuva, which means... You know, returning. Eich l'shem is a mitzvah. Shiyosha mekisa bol yechta oid. Halo b'loy ha-mitzvah, mitzvah v'oimed levi yavar ala mitzvah Hashem Yisborach. Chish b'shil sh'over b'shana ba hucholoy. So the person has been stealing. So, you know, if there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, stop stealing. Let's say you know mitzvah to do tshuva, you should continue stealing. You should also stop stealing. So what did tshuva add? The person's eating chazer. So you know, do tshuva, stop eating chazer. Says, so without the mitzvah of tshuva, you think, you know, since you're in the chazer, just keep eating the chazer. No, of course not. The tzibah is still there. The person's not putting on tefillin. Right? So I need the mitzvah of tshuva to tell me to put on tefillin. So what is tshuva adding to the mix? Right? And Azor Rishona Hamanata Mechetoi Terem Shechata Himanata Mechetoi Gamach Rei Shechata. The mitzvah is still, the commandment is still there. Right? So the this after the break. I mean, mitzvah tshuva asher al zed. So mitzvah pratis. So what's the mitzvah pratis of tshuva? Who shim chata va'oizev esketoi mitzvah lehisvaders lahagel the Hashem is work. Yudeya ba'atzum shechata mavachas kapar. So the ikir mitzvah of tshuva is not the correcting, the correction. The correction is obvious. Of course, you have to correct yourself. I don't need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me correct. The new mitzvah called tshuva, the tayag mitzvah of tshuva, doesn't mean correct yourself. Of course, you have to correct yourself. I don't need a mitzvah for that. The mitzvah is that now you've done that. The Rosh Hashanah says, come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rosh Hashanah, I really feel bad that I did this. Please forgive me. Please cleanse me. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. That's why the Rambam says that in the context, the mitzvah is vidui, which is this act of coming and saying that I knew I've done it. And I want kapara. But who can ulash or rebbeinu behildas tshuva? She asked tshuva yoshem echetoi. Okay. Okay, the risk of the rack is chayv lizvadu zavin shemish baruch shenemar v'hizvadu. Umash atzorach shebeshozu yachshav shal yoshem lekisla v'lo yavr oid mitzvahs pi Hashem hu nichlo b'havidui. Etc. Okay, so at first glance, very simple, right? The Rambam makes it totally what the Rambam was saying is a beautiful taich in the Rambam. The mitzvah of tshuva cannot mean the mitzvah of doing tshuva, because we don't need mitzvah of tshuva for that. The chiddush of the mitzvah of tshuva is after you've done wrong. So what's next? Okay, so you've corrected yourself. So what should be next? You should feel horrible and go to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm sorry. I feel horrible that I've done this. I please be Michael. A conversation with the Bacher asked me about, you know, this idea of, you know, asking Mechila every Yom Kippur, right? So apparently he had something on his mind. So I said first step is when you ask Mechila, please don't make excuses. You know, I really hurt you, but you know it wasn't my fault, and it really was partly because what you did. I was reacting to it. Well, you know, like the guy's really not motivated to miracle you. Like you say, you know what? I was wrong. I felt horrible that I did it. I wish I hadn't done it. I felt so horrible the impact I had on you. I hope I really plan not to do it again. Please forgive me. That's a bakasha mechila. That's vidush. I'm not going to do it again. I feel horrible that I did it. I wish I hadn't done it. So there's a kiras haratzon. I don't want to be I don't want to be a person who does such things. I don't want that to be who I am. Right? That's what vidui is. So that's not the same nusach as saying, you know, stop stealing. Yeah, obviously I have to stop stealing, but my attitude towards it. Besides that, I have a plan. You know, my attitude toward that—that's the special tzivui. Okay. Then he says there's another element of tshuva, which is once a person has done averus, he has to have a new type of lifestyle to fix it. As Rambam, you know, talks about very much about this idea of going in the, you know, this balance between different extremes, not being too miserly, not being too much of a spendthrift, etc., etc. So the only exception is a person who's done a chait. He says when you want to get out of a bad habit, trying to go in the middle path doesn't work. You need to go to the other extreme to counterbalance. Eventually, you go back to the middle. That's the mitzvah of tshuva. That's what he wants to suggest. The second shot is the mitzvah tshuva is mechayev you to have this new process of restyling your life to the point that you're really going to get yourself out of these things. Trying to go the path, which would be the normal path, of being careful. I'm a Gazan. Okay, stop doing exalu. That's not enough. I need to create a lifestyle which I don't get near anybody's money, even in the cases where it's you know, pashas mutter. I need to create a lifestyle where that whole concept of the idea of taking somebody else's things should be like totally out of my thought process. The person we made, you're not going to do this again. The marshal, there's a famous mice with the Chalush Arim that one time that, you know, Chalush Arim had an open household. So it was very easy for somebody to come in and basically take. So one time, his becher was missing. So it was lost, and this and that. So somebody decided, you know, that he thinks that somebody who visited had stolen it. So he said to Chalush Arim, he says, I think, you know, person stole it. He says, we can design. He said, the person says, you can't tell. How could it be that somebody should steal? So the person who described it says, at that moment, he felt like he saw a wall between a human being and an act of stealing. Like, it was so powerful that the statement of the Chalush Arim, it was impossible to steal. That's what it means not to steal. It doesn't mean not to steal. So the average person, you know, he's not tempted. So the person who's been down there, his only solution is to create in himself a process which will get to the point that it's totally impossible to have such an idea. Then you can live in the medium. Somebody asked me that, you know, we're talking about the 12 steps. One of the big things is, you know, that, you know, a person never really recovers. He's once alcoholic, always alcoholic. You can't even drink one drink. So somebody asked me, like, you know, is that a Torah concept? I said, it's this Rambam. The Rambam is saying, you know, yeah, the guy who's living a normal life, taking a drink is not going to affect it. But the person who has a problem trying to go the middle path, he's going to get schlepped back to there automatically. You have to go to the other extreme. For how long? The Rambam says, until eventually it becomes, that's your nature, then you can go back to the middle. How long is that? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, I don't know, right? Depending on how long he's indulged in it. I think I told you once from Reb Revda. Reb Revda Zatzal used to say Shmuzin. He used to say Shmuzin 2 hours, 3 hours, like, you know. So somebody asked him, like, you know, like, why do you say such long Shmuzin? And he was fascinating. You can listen to him for 3 hours. He had, you know, phenomenal kind of deeper mices and intense, funny, nostalgic. You know, he was very good. He says that there are 158 hours in a week. The Yetzirah gets all of that. And I want half an hour. So he gets 157 and a half, and I get a half an hour. And he says, you know, we're going to war, and I'm using a BB gun, and he's pulling out the, you know, tanks. So let me have at least an hour or two. Like, you know, like, what's the set? I should have an hour or two, you know. Like, it's a fascinating. I was dealing with a bacher. Like, he has certain attitudes about himself which are negative, due to whatever, you know. I said, how many times have you heard these lines about negativity about yourself? How many times are you repeating in your head? It's a thousand of times. You're not going to fix it with one time. You know, you create all the suggestions, and you repeat it to yourself hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times to counterbalance the hundreds of times that you heard otherwise. You know, it's not a... So that's how he touches it. Okay. Keeps it further back. Did I put the kavashir on me? Kavashir or something? Oh, wait, I did that. I did do it. No, I put it in. The Dugmas, the Biure, Agadas, Alderach, Abshat. Yeah. Right, Semigimel. So this is from Rav Chana Wasserman in the back of Kavashiris. So he wrote a series of sugars of Agadato to understanding Pshat and Agadato. So Simi Gimel calls me Shlo Shurim Perik Dalet Ki Yilfi Shiras Adin Mamash Hayu Roy Shlo Yiyah Tikun Nechet Klal. He killed somebody. So that's just true. So now the guy's alive again. Okay. So the Brashim does a chesed, and through charata he takes away the mice. Okay, we get it. Tremendous chesed. The result is there. It shouldn't be. It cannot be, as it were, erased. But the person can. If a person honestly would say, "I really don't want that," it goes away. The Rambam has a nusach, which. Awesome nusach in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. The more it says that there's four things which happen to help with tshuva. Person is directly ashamed, tzayik, tamid defnei Hashem, bebchiv, tachanunim, yadastaka, umashana shmoy. Klamra ni acher, veni oisu isha, also oisu na maisim, mashana maisim, kul v'toyva, l'derach yishar, v'gelam imakamu. Rama says that part of tshuva is shini Hashem. Shini Hashem means I make myself. I'm not that person. There was a guy who used to be, you know, he lived a very loose lifestyle. He drank. He smoked. He etc. I've changed. I'm not that person. I'm a different person. That's what tshuva is. All right. So akira's a rotzen. It's akira's a mice. Mekasha tshuva. Zatur b'chanan. Rama says I don't understand. All these separate kamelik kedushin. The more then the kedushin says, like the first paragraph of kedushin, the more it says a tremendous kiddush. Philosophic gomer kol yama umorad bachrona ibed eschuy yosav. A person lives his whole life as a tzaddik, and in the end he's murdered against the kadosh baruch hu. He lost everything. The more says, really. He regrets. He says, you know what? I really feel bad that I live a lifestyle being a good Jew. I hate it. I really want to be. I wish I had lived my whole life to tell and not be curious. So he loses all of his chusa. Shetach in the Gemara, without any means of chesed, any means of rachamim. When you have charata, what you did, you lose it. So you're telling me that when I do tshuva, it's a special chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because charata doesn't help. The action is done, right? So the special meat of chesed to tell me that charata is like your kedachet. But when it comes to averas, mitzvahs, you have charata, boom, you lose the whole thing. I thought there's no chesed in that. Mm-hmm. So how does it work? Before the charata keres mitzvahs and came instead of dinhu, obviously that cannot be because of a chesed. It has to be ikar din. If we can take our mitzvahs, we can take our averus. Manish dana. Good gosh. Pachad Yitzchak, the last piece of Pachad Yitzchak. The last like three pages. So, Rav Chaim Mendorsh Lefino, Hirish as al Dvar Malala, but to me, my onion Taylor Rishonis. Pashat, he made a rash of Klal Yisrael. This question was Pashat made a major, like a lightning bolt, loud thunder. Like everybody's like, wow, that's just such a good gosh. Like, why did I think of it? You know. That's how Rehutner describes the reaction to Rabbi Chanan's kash. Rishalda was a mikvoid kedusha smaran bala Chavetz Chaim. So Rabbi Chanan says, I asked the Chavetz Chaim. The Rishalda may have a. Hold the bonus nasal kuskuyus, who the thing is first then? By tshuva meyira means he's scared of the einish. He's not really regretting what he did. The Rishon accepts it anyway. Tshuva meyava, so he's clearly regretting what he did. But the Rishon says, not only that, I'm going to count the various like mitzvahs. That's also, so there's an element of chesed and tshuva which doesn't exist on the other side of being tired of rishonis, regretting that which you've done. Okay. So that doesn't sound like what Shlomo is saying. So what Rabbi Chanan answers is the best of every mitzvah has in it two parts. There's the reward and the punishment, right? And then there's the change which it did in the person's being. Torah Rishon is a person who lived his whole life as a tzaddik, and now he's Torah Rishon, so that you don't get any scar anymore. Scar is gone. You don't want it. You don't get it. Right? It's not important to you. It's not valuable. So you don't get it. But the impact of the old life, living a lifetime like that, is not gone. There was a way, a lifestyle that he lived, which left the roshim on him. But that's not gone just because he's Torah Rishon. He might live that other different lifestyle for many, many years eventually and eradicate it. But that's the tikkun that he did in his neshama is not gone. The happen, the person has a virus. So there's the reward and punishment, and there's the aspect of it left an impact, a negative impact on the person. So he regrets it. So it takes away the punishment. You're right. You regret it. It's like you're not that. But the impact that made in your being, what about that? That's still there. Shuvah removes that as well. That's the chiddush of tshuva. That's what Bochanan says. So Rav Hutner says a different shot. Get this week's parsha. Meharib Sukim Mishbatar Lamado Oistalad, bottom of the last three pages. Meharib Sukim Batar Lamado Kinitin Ladabra Al Oidis Ra Vatoib Mumsagim Shal Mobus Vachayim. The Torah uses the language of Toib and Ra and Mobus and Chayim interchangeably. Ra is Mobus and Toib is Chayim. Vekan Gonazo Ahevdal Hayasoidi Asher Bain. So we're saying the person was in a situation of toiv, and he switches to ra. That's the more kedusha. Person in a situation of ra, he switches to toiv. That's the concept of the tshuva. There's a difference between the two of them. But Rav Chanan's kasha is that Rav Chanan's asking that they function just the same. The going from toiv to ra works, and the going from ra to toiv also works. That's Rav Chanan's kasha. So Rav Hutner. No, the shame is the shini hamatze min achayim el mavus umahalch shel teva umazoyis a shini min mavus el achayim en l'shum mahalch b'teva. If ra is mavus and toiv is chayim, so a person who had toiv he had chayim, and now he switches to ra, so he died. Chayim needs something to maintain it. Once there's nothing maintaining it, the person dies. Once the opposite, when a person is in a state of death, says, well, just switch to chayim. Like, you know, it's like the people that get a life, you know? Right? How do you do that? Mavis doesn't need to be maintained. To be, listen, until we make sure you're dead, you're not dead. You know, I got to make sure you keep, you know, checking, make sure you keep dying. You know, like when the verb dying you. You know, like he's dead. You need to maintain life. You don't need to maintain death. So the Moral Kedusha is telling me that when a person is Torah Rishonis, that maintenance process that he had to hold on to his toiv, his kayim, he just let go. So now that it's not there anymore, it's gone. But you can't just flip around and say, well, Shuba should be the same thing. Because Shuba's the opposite. You're already dead. And I want to come along and I want to change you into a living being. So how does that work? That's the Chiddush of Shuba. He doesn't need to be anything extraordinary. That's what it is. It's going from Chaim to Mavis. Toiv to Ra. It needs a special hanhaga to allow that to happen. Okay. Vasvoras Hasboras Achila Kazet Sricha Hile Omer Beloshanazu. This is the way to say it. A person's alive, you need to maintain, you need to support that. He can't stay alive without he lets you feed him. In order to kill him, just stopping maintenance and support of the person and he dies. Stop supplying water and food to the person. He dies. You don't have to kill him. He's just dead. Okay? That, Mekima Shana types him as a Nigul, a Shebin a Toiv Ra, but Masagi a Nigul a Shebin Chayim Lamavis. Well, once where the Torah is describing Ra and Toiv in the terms of Chayim Lamavis, Haralin al Hadgish Kigama Toiv, Eno Nitvus Benefesh Mibli Sara Mazonis. That the person should be Toiv. Requires a constant act of input. And just like life needs to be maintained constantly, otherwise it's not life. So what is that? The mazon is when I believe that Toiv is important and I want it. That's what keeps me connected to the world of Toiv. As soon as I say, it's not important to me, so he doesn't have the Toiv anymore. There's nothing connecting it. What? Mis the Defis, whatever that means. Okay? Okay, he gives a way to explain like that. But if in the Torah, tell the Rishonim, "Ma'avid chiyusav ha'kardmus ein zeh mishum the charato ikeres amitzius al mishum deimhu iskarat al ma'isav atayvim re'ein lo amuna be'erkan." He doesn't believe it's invaluable. Well, karkay parkaloi achiyus mina ma'isav atayvim mitoch na'apsha. So it's no longer that person. Al ma'isav rab ein zeh kiras achaim el fisis achaim haskugel pranos. That's when you're going from minute to ra. You can't just say, well, naturally it's going to end. You don't have to support the mace. You have to do tchias mace. Okay. So this week's parsha of the Torah talks about Toiv and Ra, the context of Mavis and Chayim. Ubacharta b'chayim. It comes out, Bacharta B'chaim is an ongoing metzias of choosing life means the decision that life is something that I want. And if you don't, you're not alive. So when it comes to mitzvahs, in the context of mitzvahs, that's so the Kiddush of Tshuva is an extraordinary Kiddush. Because the person was, he was in a state of the natural state. So, I mean, he's almost saying, as it were, that the Torah is setting us up that the Yetzer Hara is Rakra. I mean, from the the Bali Musa and the Bali Hasidus, you know, grapple with this issue, you know. Is the natural state of man good? But sometimes he just messes up. That's Chassidish Mahalach. Or the natural state of man is not. It's a Chiddush of choosing life. So Rav Huda is clearly, you know, coming down on that side. The act of Bechiras HaChaim is a constant decision. Any moment he decides not to, which means any moment he denies the value of Toiv, the moon of the value of Toiv, so then it's gone. That's a pretty heavy thought process. So he says he smiles a little bit more. You're ready for that? Okay. No, okay. Tehra the Bar Malola Nimsun the Madam ki beim hoya hamaver mina toivala ra zakula ki rashala toiv. Had the Gemara in Kedushin, which talking about going from Tev to Ra, require Karata, being Oker the Tev, that Shazakh is with the Baal, Chuba the Akiris of Ra, Loisa Karata, my eldest lacquer, Mitzis, Maisim Tev, Kashumil lacquer, Kotom of Shine. So Karata wouldn't be what does it. To remove it, the Hechatesi, the Council of Karata Kabu, such a thing. Okay? But rather, it's a different approach totally. That it's not intrinsic to the person unless the person connects himself to it. So you don't need, if it would be intrinsic to the person, Chirata wouldn't take it away. Takes away tshuva, that's a chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu by tshuva. But kan gan al pilosa shel midas emes b'seder tshuva. So one of the things you give midas rachamim is emes. So where does emes play? The whole idea of tshuva is almost misnagat emes, right? So how does that work? So you get involved in explaining that part, which is not really that's a little complicated for what we're talking about right now. Yeah, I'm not going to get involved in that. Okay. So taking this back to the Rambam. So in the world that Rav Huda is describing, the whole concept of tshuva is an extraordinary thing. Right? So it's answering on B'chanan's kashu. That, you know, what's the chiddush of tshuva? Right? And, like the Mishnah Shem says, there's a tremendous chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu that akiras haratz and it's akiras hamais. So what's talking of shad? How does it work? You tell me the other direction is it's not a din of harat. It's just the opposite. Maintaining chayim is a decision, and as soon as you let go, there's no chayim anymore. Maintaining toiv is a decision of the value of toiv. As soon as he doesn't value toiv anymore, so what's relevant to give him the scar for toiv? He's a Russia. Like, what's relevant? Whereas the other way around, where he goes from ra to toiv, right? The sermon says that's a new din. That akiras haratz is akiras hamaisa. So what's the mahalach? Like the Rambam says, mahalach is I'm not that person. Akiras haratz is I'm not that person. So yeah, Reuven did a chet. I'm Shimon. So what's the get to me? I mean, the challenge of tshuva, an honest tshuva, is the person has to honestly decide. I don't want to be that person. Is that? Just going back to my 12 steps. That's really what's happening. Person gets to the point of life. I don't want to be an alcoholic. I don't want to be that person who drinks like that. I want to be a person who uses my life in a purposeful way. And he changes to make himself into that person. So, same body, but you won't say that he's like a brand new person. So I think I told you once that one of the reasons why tshuva is so relevant with Tchilas Hashana. It's about that we are a brand new person. Russia gives out life in parcels of a year. So I looked the same. Right, but the same way, we know on a molecular level, there's very little in my body which is all pretty old. Most of it's brand new, because the molecules are replacing themselves constantly. Right. We don't see the difference, but we know that it's totally different. It happens to recreate itself in a looking very similar way. Right? So the metaphysical sense of the world, I'm going to call it Ruchni, it's not what Ruchni is. In the metaphysical sense of the world, the same thing is happening. So there's recreation which takes place constantly throughout the day, but there's a special element of recreation which takes place on Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying, Rheingold of Tavshin Ayin Tes ends. There's a brand new Rheingold called Rheingold of Tavshin Pei. So you're brand new. So just rebrand yourself. That's why there's an element of there's a facility to tshuva during the beginning of a year, because you are new. You're not the same person that you were. And that's what I think the extraordinary chiddush of tshuva is this. It's beyond this. There's not just like, don't do it again. Yeah, you're right. Vidui, the reason we're coming back to the point of vidui is to be able to express it to the point that it's real. I don't want to be that person. That's what vidui is. The same way when you ask Mechila something, the correct way to ask Mechila is, I did something horrible to you. I wish I had not done it. I wish I wasn't the person who did such things. I don't ever want to do it again. And I feel horrible what it accomplished. I want to distance myself from that reality. That is what tshuva is. So that's what vidui is in the process. So vidui is not just, shalom v'gadnu, right? Vidui is the ability to express in an honest way, I'm not that person. I wish I never did such a thing. I wish that was a part of my reality. I don't want to be that person. I want to be something other than that. So you express the charata, you express the kabbalah haba, and that's the pshat. The rush is made that you're not that person anymore. You're not going to go back. If you honestly mean this, seriously, that you don't want to be that person. So the same way, these people, they're sober 20 years, 30 years. That's an extraordinary thing. This guy lived until he was 50 years old. He drank himself sick every single day. All of a sudden, the next 20 years, he hasn't had a drop to drink. He's a different person. He made a decision that living that first way is so not what he wants to be, that he's going to live differently. That's the process. That's what's oikar. That's what the kapara process of cleansing you from it is about that declaration. And that's really what the Huda is saying. That's really the whole Kiddush of Tshuva. It's extraordinary. You can't do Tchias HaMeisim. The answer is not Tchias HaMeisim. I'm a new person. In a certain sense. It's not the old guy just, alive again. It wouldn't work. You'd be together doing the same things. I'm not old. I'm not a guy. I'm a brand new guy. Okay.